That's the Indigo Girls live in Studio C for today's Traffic Jam. Currently on tour, performing at First Avenue tonight. The new album's called Become You. One of my favorite things about you guys is your commitment to activism. In fact, I've seen in articles in the past that, you know, you say your music is inextricable from it, that the two are utterly related, and it's, you know, it's as much about what you do and who you are as the music that you play. And by looking at your website, you can see a whole host of causes, you know, still the Honor the Earth, the ongoing involvement there. It looks like most recently there were connections to the, I believe, the moratorium campaign. Is that what it's called, to end the death penalty?
And yeah, we did a show with Steve Earle a long while back, where it was like a reconciliation show, where people who had lost family members to the death penalty and people who had lost family members to violent crimes got together, and, you know, on stage, basically, and shook hands and hugged. And I can't even, it brings tears. I mean, I can't even talk about it without, it was so moving. And after that, it was just like, this moratorium movement really makes sense. And what it is like, in Illinois, the governor said, you know, We have to put a moratorium on the death penalty in this state until we can be sure that it's really accurate. And obviously, that's not what's going on as far as the death penalty, the accuracy of it. And we don't believe in it no matter what. But I think it was a good sort of halfway point for some people who felt they would support it if it was really able to be applied in a just way. But it's just not, you know, because of socioeconomics and racism. And now with DNA testing, they're discovering that they've killed innocent people, and they started letting people out of jail that they found out are innocent. So we support that, the moratorium campaign. You know, it's a good, I think, compromise for right now.
Very nice. Well, and as I was looking on your activism page there, too, I think I saw a picture of one of my favorite and one of the most positive performers I've ever known or met is Michael Franti of Spearhead. Are you guys tight with Spearhead?
He's fantastic. We did some Spitfire dates with him where it's a program that takes different, like, artists, you know, activists, poets, speakers, whatever, to different schools. And you do just sort of like an open forum thing. And we did some of those with Michael. And then we did some tours with him and Spearhead. And they just get a crowd going, like nobody else, because their spirit is so alive and so for real, and they're powerful and they're funky and, you know, kind, but they're talking about, in fact, their whole album, the whole theme of their latest album, Stay Human, was about the death penalty, about, I mean, it was fictitious, but it's based on, you know, real life events about a woman who was put to death by the state, and Woody Harrelson plays the governor on it. And so it's got, you know, some very good politics and social issues going on there, as well as some fantastic music. So he really can do no wrong in our eyes.
Yeah, mine either. We had him here at a Cities 97 show back in December, and he's just, there's nobody like him. Absolutely amazing.
Killer.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, it's the Indigo Girls live in Studio C. I know you got to get over to the venue here to do a show tonight. Can we have one more from the new album?
Yeah.
All right.